You there, human. Fetch me a pork pie at once. Oh, you are one of the guests and not one of the hired servants? With that outfit, I had assumed you were a hired human jester. May I see your invitation? I see. You are one of the suitors that my father invited from the human kingdom. And what makes you worthy to demand the hand of the princess of the Orc Kingdom? You are a well-known merchant's son from the neighboring human capital. Well, I suppose you are not too bad looking for a human. And what skills do you have? Can you hunt? Fight? Are you good at crafting? None of that. Mercantile wisdom and diplomacy. Those are not prized skills to orcs, human. You may have to do better to impress me. You deal in rare goods and gems. And this is a gift? Very well. In light of these new developments, I will consider your proposal. For now, you may take your place beside me and dine with me at tonight's harvest feast. Yes, vacate your seat immediately. You have been replaced, you tottering bullard. Go eat your lamb with the maidens you are so fond of. Please excuse me. My younger brother can be such a chore at times. As for you, I assume you're obviously rather ugly for a human, but for an orc, I am able to appreciate your rougher charms. If I were to accept you as a suitor, though, I would worry over the fate of our offspring. Half-orc children are rarely treated well. My half-sister, for example, was shunned so badly she became an adventurer. The last I heard of her, she was headed into the wildlands swamps in search of some sort of spider queen. Plans for the future. Yes. My father wants me to expand our borders to the neighboring kingdoms through the normal means of strength of arms and combat, of course. However, personally, I would rather use diplomacy, although it is unfortunate that most people only see us as big, strong, stupid orcs. I assure you that the reputation is well earned, but there is more to us than that. Perhaps before the evening is finished, you will have the opportunity to find that out for yourself. Is the food to your liking? You have hardly touched a thing on your plate. Here, try the blood pudding and shepherd pie. No, they do not actually have blood or shepherds in them, so please do not look so pale, my friend. They're actually the human dishes, and I have grown quite fond of them. I know we orcs are known for barbarism and eating only meat and being rather rough, but I have been trying to bring other cultures into the kingdom. Perhaps that is one of the reasons you were invited here tonight. My father's attempt at being somewhat reasonable with me. He does not entirely share my disposition on the matter of diplomatic relations. After all, you see, I was raised for a few years by my human stepmother, so I am far more appreciative of the willingness to discuss matters before weapons are drawn. She was an interesting woman, and though I have forgotten most things about her, her lessons on diplomacy and negotiation remain solid in my mind. If you will excuse me a moment, I must attend to my duties as princess. Yes, thank you for attending. It is a pleasure and an honor to have you here. Eastern Kingdoms, how have they been? It is good to hear. Thank you. And you as well. And you are from the Northern Clans? Thank you for attending. Thank you. It is an honor to see you again. And you are from... Yes. It's been a long time. I haven't seen you in 6 years now. How has your father been? Oh, I'm very sorry. Please, enjoy the feast. My apologies. Apparently my father has invited more than a few suitors from the other clans. It seems he intends to retire within the next coming year. The rest of the clans, from what I've heard, have such boring airs. Warrior, warrior, hunter, warrior. He's a wrestler. Unusual, but not unexpected for the Eastern clans. I am told he invited an elf as well, but I have yet to see him. Or her. It is hard to tell with such folk. You know, you are an interesting guest. You have risen to the challenge of an orc harvest feast and even had the courage to sit next to the guest of honor. I wonder what your next feat of bravery will be. You also seem to be the only human in attendance, however, and it makes me wonder, are you a fool or brave or perhaps both? And have I mentioned how beautiful your eyes are? Is the feast not to your liking? If you prefer, we could slip out to the gardens and... Yes, I think I could use some fresh air as well. It seems to have gotten rather warm in the feast hall for my liking as well. Ah, it is such a beautiful night. The sky is clear, the air is so fresh. Is the smell of the garden tonight not wondrous? Yes, a few of the guards followed us for my safety. Father is very protective. Do not worry, though. You look surprised. Why is that? You did not expect me to have such a beautiful garden, yes? Well, I happen to take great pride in it. Perhaps we orcs are not so different from you humans, after all. We may not cater to the farm and city lives like you humans do, but we still enjoy the bounties of nature, including the wonders of fruits, berries, flowers. I am particularly fond of water lilies and irises. Ah, so they're popular among human women as well? That is good to hear. I was worried that such flowers were looked unfavorably upon by other races. They make me feel more like a delicate flower myself. In court, I am expected to be a strong, powerful orc princess, but here, I may relax and be more myself. That may not seem like much, however, your warehouse, I see. You too lead a similar life, it seems, though, as a merchant. Yes, I see now. We both use diplomacy and negotiation in our daily lives in a similar fashion to lead people. Perhaps at different levels, but we may seemingly lead different lives, but at the core of it, it is essentially the same, is it not? I to guide my people to prosperous times, and you to guide your company to prosperous times, each as we define it. So, how do you define prosperous times? That is good to hear. I have been told that some humans, especially merchants and politically minded ones, have silvered and poisoned tongues. However, I sense no dishonesty in you, and I am inclined to believe your words simply because of your frankness and inclusion of less idealism. I too define prosperous times similarly. If the people under my care are able to be happy and live well, and yes, if the royal coffers and stores are well stocked and prepared for emergencies, then success has been achieved. It amazes me how alike we are on our policies, yet with such differences between us. Indeed, it would seem our two races, at our cores, may not be so different after all, though we seem to be almost worlds apart. Shall we sit by the fountain and continue our discussion from earlier? So, about your gift. Yes, I believe out of all of the suitors I have met as of late, you may be the most suitable so far. If I wanted someone good at hunting or fighting, any orc would do, but mercantile wisdom and diplomacy is, to put it mildly, rare among my kind. And those that have it, they tend to be shunned. On top of that, you show a softness and kindness that is rare, even beyond your pink fleshy skin. Though community is prized among us, it is rare to find such... what is the word? Nurturing nature? Yes, I've heard that you provide for your young for many more years than we do. Perhaps that is part of this nurturing nature. Perhaps because of this, we lack the gentleness and thoughtfulness of you humans. I am told that the touch of a human can be quite pleasant. From the orc maidens that attend me, I demand your... no. Please, lend me your hands. I wish to hold them. Indeed. Your hands are smooth and tender to the touch. Just as a newborn child's. It is as if you have never toiled a day in your life. Yet, I see the signs of labor. Your hands are lightly scarred, and you have calluses. Yet your skin is so very smooth. This is... pleasing to me. Even though I am the princess of the kingdom, and my skin shows no such signs, it is still rough and harsh like leather compared to yours, is it not? You are too kind. And yet, when you touch me so, I cannot help but feel... what are these sensations called? Goosebumps. Chills. And... these whispers. They sound so... soft, tender, gentle. You will teach me about them? Is it like this? Am I doing it right? What am I supposed to say? Soft things? Such as soothing water. The fountain is nice. And the torchlight. Isn't it lovely? It highlights your skin nicely. Your eyes look like precious little grapes. No, I would never, ever eat them. I was trying to be... yes, romantic. That is the word. I am sorry, romance is not a common thing among orcs. Perhaps you'll be able to instruct me in its ways over the coming days. So, what else about you is soft and kind? Ah, stealing a kiss from a princess. Perhaps you are more bold than I give you credit for. But yes, that was quite soft. Your lips are more tender than sautéed mushrooms. Perhaps there's something to a repeat offense. Yes, yes, I accept you as a suitable suitor. Now, ignore the guards. You will have to forgive my forwardness, but I am now curious about one last thing. I have been told that most humans wear exaggerated cod pieces. I wish to confirm or deny that with you. Yes, right here and right now. Do forgive me, but this is my garden, and I will get what I want. Well then, I believe I need to begin planning my wedding ceremony tomorrow. But tonight, if you will forgive my impropriety, how about we get to know each other more intimately? Yes, I agree. This has been a most joyous harvest feast. Mm.